I'm Sarah Philby from Refugee Action's media team. 1 year on from the launch of the Home Office's controversial Operation Vacan, I sit down with our policy manager, Jeremy Bernhardt, to get a recap on the scheme, which included those now infamous Go Home vans that drove around London. As well as explaining Refugee Action's preferred approach to voluntary return, Jeremy reveals some intriguing anomalies he's found in the data and stats presented by the Home Office in its official evaluation document.
Operation Vacan was a communications pilot run by the Home Office. It ran in 6 London boroughs for 1 month in summer 2013.
What were Refugee Action's concerns about the approach it took at the time?
The advertising methods it used were really flawed. So you'll remember they had these vans driving around London with Go Home on in massive letters and pictures of handcuffs and people in uniforms. It's a really complicated decision for the people that they're trying to target whether to go home or not. And trust with those people is such an important element, and it's such a difficult decision. So those sorts of images were deeply inappropriate. They were completely unhelpful. And as many communities in London and elsewhere found, they're just deeply, deeply offensive. The Advertising Standards Agency found that the information in them was misleading. In our experience, it was a completely unhelpful and inappropriate way of attempting to promote to people the option of going home.
I asked Jeremy, if not the Operation Vacan way, then what's the alternative to reach out to people who don't have leave to remain in this country?
Refugee Action provides a choices service which helps people to go home if they choose to do so. It's a completely different approach. Choices has caseworkers who can sit down with someone in confidence and impartially talk to them about their situation and help them weigh up the option of whether to return home or not. We provide the service in a principled way that we're really proud of, and we can help people to plan what they do when they'll get home, how they'll reintegrate, and for many people there's the opportunity to get support to enable them to have a sustainable return, to enable them to be trained to get a job when they're back home, or to accommodate vulnerabilities like problems with healthcare and so on.
A few months after Operation Vacan ended, the Home Office published an official evaluation of the scheme on their website. I asked Jeremy to talk us through the findings published in that evaluation and what we can learn from them.
The evaluation found that 60 people left as a direct result of the scheme, and at the time it was written in October, 65 people were apparently considering returning as well. We think it's not quite right to say that those 60 left as a direct result of the scheme. It's possible that they could have returned if they'd have seen an advert for the Choices Service, or they might have returned on their own accord. Anyway, 7 of the people that left, which was 12% of the overall number, they apparently heard about the scheme through media reports or online. That's what it says in the evaluation. That sounds to me like they contacted the Home Office after seeing some of the news coverage of the scheme, which was overwhelmingly negative, and all about the complaints that people had about how offensive that they found it. So we don't think that those people should be included in the numbers of people that the scheme claims returned home as a direct result of it. Also, if you look deep into the report, buried on page 21, it tells us that there was a 42% increase in the number of voluntary departures from the areas within London that were covered by the scheme. However, it also says that there was a 77% increase in the number of voluntary departures from all of the other areas of London not covered by the scheme. So that sounds to me like the areas of London where the scheme was actually operating in, they actually had a decline in the growth of voluntary departures rather than an increase. So that to me says that the scheme is a resounding failure. Then it gets on to the money involved. The advans were just one part of the publicity that was being used, so there are also posters and leaflets in immigration advisors' surgeries. The advans are actually not only the most controversial part of the scheme, but they're also the least cost-effective. £5,500 were spent on those vans driving around London, but only 1/6 of the people who returned through the scheme, just 11 people, said that they'd heard about it from seeing those vans. It cost far more money to publicise going home through Operation Vacon than it costs to publicise, coming into Choices to get impartial advice on your options about whether to return or not.
I asked Jeremy what possibly ought to have been considered in evaluating the overall success of Operation Vacon.
Money is an important factor, but it's not the only thing that's important here. The government currently have an approach to immigration which is actively hostile. They've produced an Immigration Act which is attempting to get doctors and landlords to check people's ID documents. They've reduced legal aid available to various vulnerable migrants, including asylum seekers and refugees. We're really worried that this approach to promoting people going home is part of a much wider hostile approach to migration. And we're really worried about the impact that that has on communities up and down the country. The government has a duty to protect people who come to the UK, particularly vulnerable people who fled persecution and have left their home because they couldn't stay there because they were being persecuted there.
The Home Office evaluation document appears to suggest that overall Operation Vacon was a success. I asked Jeremy his thoughts on this in conclusion.
The evaluation was not accurate, fair and balanced. It made it sound as though more people returned home as a result of the scheme than did. It made it seem as though there was a growth in voluntary departures from the areas it covered when there wasn't. It didn't mention the Advertising Standards Authority complaints that were upheld against the scheme for the information in those adverts being misleading. Operation Vacon was not a success, and the Home Office should not attempt to promote people going home in this way again.